Unit 4, Part 3, Exercise 5, Extract 1.
Okay, so let's quickly show you what that looks like on an actual oscilloscope itself with a signal. And again, before we get into that, what I want to show you is obviously the other important component of an oscilloscope is the actual probe. And I say, if there's enough interest in this video, and again, if you want to show interest in this video, then you need to rate it with a thumbs up, and I'll follow up with another video where we get into kind of setting the oscilloscope up and the more advanced features. But your oscilloscope probe is where you're going to pick up your signal. And this oscilloscope happens to have two channels. I'm just using one channel, which means we can actually view two signals at the same time. Your probe is what you'd connect onto the signal you're measuring, and then you have another lead, which is in essence the ground lead for the signal. So I've got these connected to a reference signal which you can use to calibrate your probes with and what have you, but it makes a nice easy sample signal on the actual scope itself.
Extract 2.
So let's have a quick closer look at some of the adjustments you can do on a oscilloscope. Right, so once we have a signal which we're inputting into our oscilloscope, we probably want to go and have a closer look at it and play around it on the screen. And the reason for doing is that you probably either want to take measurements of the signal to understand the voltage, or have a look at if there's any noise on a signal or what have you. And to be able to do that and get a closer look and play around with the signal, we have certain knobs where we can adjust the parameters of what we're seeing on the screen and that signal to make it easier to analyze. So I'll go through what adjustments, the basic adjustments that we have on an oscilloscope. So the first knob which you actually saw me playing with there is a vertical position knob, and that is per channel. So each channel, if you have several signals coming into your oscilloscope, each of those channels will have its own vertical position knob. And what that allows you to do is merely, without changing the scale of the signal, is to position it up or down. Because depending on what scale you've set for your oscilloscope, it might be out of range of the display. So as you saw, I had that signal from that battery. I had to pull it down so it was in range of the display and of the measurement values which I were pre-selected so that I could see it. And that's that vertical position knob. Very, very simple to use. It can get confusing sometimes when you have a signal, and it certainly catches me often when a signal is out of view and you don't know whether it's at the top or the bottom, and you adjust and you can't see it. But there I'll show you, all oscilloscopes generally have an automatic button which will automatically pull a signal into view so that you can make your adjustments from there if you're a little lost. Then you have a knob which changes your horizontal position, and again that goes for all channels, so that you can move your signal around on the horizontal or kind of time axis so that you can view a certain part of it. Your signal may not be symmetrical, it may not be a nice square wave, and you might want to see a particular part of it, or, and we'll get down to it with the scale, you may have changed the scale of your signal and you're only seeing a small part of your signal, and you need to pull that into view. And that's what that horizontal position knob allows you to do. The next thing then is the voltage scale, and this is where it kind of gets more interesting. So this is where I mentioned you can adjust your volts per division. So each one of these squares, you turn that knob and you can adjust that scale. And in essence, what that does, it's like a zoom feature. So it's allowing you a closer view of a particular part of the signal. So in essence, as an example, the sinusoidal wave, if you changed the scale at which you're viewing this, you could in essence zoom in so that only the top part of the signal was in the display, so you had a zoom view. And that is by literally changing both the voltage scale and even the time base. And that's the next knob, is your time base. And that's your seconds per division, obviously on your x-axis. You can change the amount of time that you want displayed in your screen. So do you need more time to see more of the signal, or do you want to adjust it for less time, so you're seeing a smaller part of the the signal in essence. Or you need to adjust to fill in to show a whole period of the wave, a complete cycle of a wave. And that's what that allows you to do. Then another interesting and important adjustment is your trigger position. And that trigger position is something I'm going to demonstrate now. You can adjust that so that it basically gives you a stable view of your signal coming in. Your signal might not necessarily be a clean one which is being displayed in the same position of your display the whole time. And that can be rather difficult to evaluate and have a look at a signal if you want to keep it live, if it's jutting around and moving around. So what your trigger does is you then set a level at which you want your scope to capture that signal. And it's adjusted down on your kind of voltage division. You move your trigger down to kind of the middle point of your signal. And there are other variables which I'm not going into here where you can have it edge triggered or leading edge or lagging edge triggered or what have you. But you set that trigger point so that in essence your wave is formed hopefully in a constant view. So you get a nice stable view of your wave that isn't moving around all over the place. And that's your trigger position, and that goes for all channels, and that you will see is something that you adjust on the side here to the middle of your wave.